It's that time of year again, evidently, where we have to care that the Congress is going to shut down. I love these discussions. I don't love them at all. We seem to be having them all the time. It seems like Congress is always on the brink of a shutdown, and then they come to some deal where they don't decide anything.
It's called a continuing resolution, right?
Good job. Good job. Nancy Ignatovich joining us now to talk about a continuing resolution that we potentially will get here as we tackle a potential shutdown. She's Bloomberg government senior congressional reporter. Nancy, why are we talking about this again?
We're talking about this all over again because the Congress hasn't passed any of their regular spending appropriations bills for the government, and the government's new fiscal year starts October 1. So none of those bills are done. They could never come together on the funding plan. So the only thing standing now between them and the campaign trail again is this stopgap, or they call it a continuing resolution, to fund the government into December when they hope to be back to do the thing you really love slash hate, the omnibus.
So, I mean, it seems like they've passed a lot of spending bills, but I guess those were specifically for specific issues like infrastructure, like the pandemic relief and all those types of things. But are you talking about just the basic plumbing of funding the day-to-day government?
Yeah, the bread and butter of the legislative process, especially in the House, the power of the purse, the appropriators, just funding the agencies and federal programs that have to get funded, including the Defense Department. And if they don't pass these bills on time, the Pentagon and other agencies are on a continuing resolution that just keeps existing current levels of funding going forward, and meaning that the Pentagon doesn't get any bump up or anything, and they're kind of locked into last year's funding levels.
Nancy, is there any chance of anything productive happening other than just continuing the status quo, which is us discussing this every 6 months or every year, whatever the case it may be, especially as we head toward midterm elections?
Well, not in the short term, for sure. There just doesn't seem to be any other must-do, really. The thing that they do want to attach to the continuing resolution is more funding for Ukraine to fight Russia, maybe disaster aid, which will help those states that already got slammed by tornadoes and flooding this year. But then also, I don't know yet, but Schumer is talking about how he wants robust funding to help Puerto Rico that just got hit by Hurricane Fiona. But that's the main thing. When they come back, they're going to be looking at a big omnibus and maybe a big defense bill. But those things don't happen until they find out who will win, who will gain control of the Senate. And that affects a lot of what they'll do, and also who will have control of the House.
Yeah.
And we'll see if Republicans are interested in just doing another CR in December into next year when they think they might have control of the chambers, or just wrap it up this fall.
Paul, do people ever get sick of just this incredible dysfunction? I mean, we're waiting till we find out who wins.
Yep.
And then when they decide who wins, they're still going to be dysfunctional because the numbers are not going to work out.
This system, it's our system, and it's better than most of the others, I guess. But, you know, I think people like Nancy, you actually have to see how the sausage is made. It's a tough go. But I guess, Nancy, is there any belief that when we do get back, that any big things can get done? You mentioned defense. You mentioned the omnibus spending bill.
Let me guess. The answer is no. Go.
Talk to us how that might play out, Nancy.
They attach significant things to the omnibus that move at the end of the year, especially bills that retiring lawmakers want. There could be a retirement bill, for example, you know, updating, changing retirement policies, incentives, you know, in the code and all. There could be other things they sneak in a lame duck. A lot more nominations, especially if Democrats lose the Senate. Chuck Schumer is trying very, very hard to fill vacancies in the courts. I just want to add one other thing. It may not make a big difference, but next year women are in line to control these appropriations committees in both the House and the Senate. So some people think that the women will be able to strike deals better than the men, but we don't have evidence of that just yet, but there's always that hope.
All right, that'll be an interesting dynamic to watch play out. All right, Nancy, thanks so much for joining us there. Nancy Ignatovich, Bloomberg Government Senior Congressional Reporter.